Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. No!
I hated that whole American expansion thing. I absolutely detested every single second of it, man. So okay. I don't have much positive to say about it.
How about that?
I'm glad that we opened up that can of worms, by the way, because I'm looking at your career here. You were an all-star in 92 and 94, all-Canadian in 92. What did you hate?
97, 98, 99, too, I think.
Yeah, but who's counting?
That's not on the thing you're looking at?
No, you got to go update your Wikipedia hasn't been updated since 1994, Troy.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
All right, welcome to hour two of the RP Show, everybody. Here we are, sitting in the bunker. What's up, Dupes?
You didn't sound that excited.
It's not been a great day. I told you off the start. It's been volatile. The Westwood video was choppy and crappy. It throws the guy off, and it's just been annoying. But, yeah, I have a text message for you, by the way. It's not bad.
Oh, okay.
I'm the one having the bad day,
but
not
the way
you.
The day's going, I know, but we take on that energy.
I almost feel like scrapping my meeting with the government this afternoon because today's gone so bad. And as much as I try and start the day over, it just continues to go crappy.
Yeah. I have been using that, by the way.
Starting your day over?
Start over.
But it works.
It does work.
I just wish everybody else would follow in line.
I know.
Jim Wagner writes in on the Prairie Mobile text line at 306-840-8777 and says, hello, RP crew. Beauty show as always. Dupes, any status on new show swag? It's getting cool outside, and I need to represent Team RP. I sent you a DM on Facebook, as you requested, about a XXL bunny hug. How would you respond to that?
I don't know what the best way to respond to that is. Because I hate saying we're working on it, because that's the worst. But literally, we're having meetings on a daily basis. We had another one yesterday about it.
You sound like Ambrosi in the CFL video game.
I know!
We're talking about it.
We're talking about it, I promise. I don't know if you saw some of the samples that we're going to start rolling out here. I wore one yesterday, a zip-up, so... we're working with suppliers. We're getting some samples to try and get some really nice stuff. Unfortunately, that's the best I have
okay.
right now.
He's working on it. Brady writes in Prairie Mobile text line, hey, Rod, should we be worried about the amount of CFL players opting out for a chance at the NFL and quite possibly the XFL? I don't think the Raptors should boycott game one. I feel there are other ways to combat racism. Hoping for a Flyers loss today. Brady, 3 points in one. Appreciate it, Brady. Thank you for that. That's all encompassed in our quick six show topics. So Jordan, let's re-up on those. Do you mind? Let's do it. It feels like so yesterday, I guess because it was. Point one, the Vancouver Canucks rolling over Vegas 5-2 last night. It was a major letdown for me and the Golden Knights fan base. Saw it coming. Mm-hmm. Said that Vancouver was going to come out like a house on fire. Problem is, they stayed on fire all game long. And you talk about the 100 shot attempts by Vegas. They still look somewhat listless to me. Not the regular Golden Knights that I'm used to seeing. But it's 1-1 and lots of hockey left to be played. Tampa Bay beat Boston 4-3 in overtime. That was by far the better game. You obviously watch more of that. That series is 1-1, and then the Bruins and Lightning go after it again today as part of a Stanley Cup playoff triple header. Point two, Raptors considering boycotting game one of the series with Boston to bring attention to the Black Lives Matter movement. Nick Lewis had great thoughts on it last hour. I had a police officer from Winnipeg text me and say, will you talk about this on your show, please? Obviously, he's watching on Bell MTS cable there. And I said, look, I have thoughts for the time being. I'm going to keep them to myself. I'm certainly with my black friends, all minority friends, but I'm also on the side of law enforcement. And what the cop is saying is we're not all bad guys, and we're kind of getting tired of being painted as bad guys. I think that's fair, isn't it?
Of course.
I mean, they're trying to protect and uphold the law. They're walking into dangerous homes, and you're not hearing from them.
It's a really tough spot to be in. It's a massively tough spot to be in, especially for them, because we know there's a ton of good ones. We mm-hmm. know there is. And I couldn't imagine putting on that uniform and doing their job. I couldn't do it. But at the same time, this has still happened to the black community. And
we're with them, too.
And we're absolutely with them. And unfortunately, they're the ones that are hurting right now. And that's where our support goes, right? And the conversation about the good cops and how we do this the right way is going to come a little bit later. Right now, I guess, you know, we're just supporting our friends.
I'm pausing this. Arlene writes in, Ryder fan in Saskatoon. She says, one of the things about the Grey Cup fan base, it's like the grassroots fans holding up and supporting the championship slash players slash league, a sign of respect. It's probably a good thing. I don't think the CFL sees it this way, but to have people talking about your campaign's a good thing. You know, they don't like any negativity at all, but people are, the players are saying, I don't like that you can buy putting your name on the stand. You got to win your way on there. Arlene's saying, well, this is a sign of respect for the league where you can support it. The good thing is people are talking about it, but not everybody sees it that way, and we'll continue to let the debate roll on. I'm not against the Grey Cup fan base. I just expect more, and expect there will be more, because the $10 million that they could raise for this isn't going to go anywhere near enough to saving this league. Point three, we mentioned the no-hitter for Lucas Giolito with the White Sox yesterday. First of the season, that was an exciting game. Obviously, we didn't get it up here, but we watched the highlights, and good for him.
Yeah.
Thrilling ending there. Point four, the Blue Jays are back to .500 again. They lost at the Red Sox 9-7. Red Sox really seem to be the kryptonite of Toronto. Not at the Red Sox, to the Red Sox. Point five, John Ryan opting out of his contract. He's the latest Rough Rider and CFLer to do so. Big name player to do it. Is this as calamitous as people think? That leads to Brady's text, and which we'll get to. And point six, do I need to dress up for a meeting at the legislature today? I'm going to ask for money, and you've all convinced me that I at least need to put on something better than this golf shirt and Under Armour track shorts. So I will, and sandals. So thank you for that. I don't want to be embarrassed. Cooper Campbell writes in and he says, any updates on the Miami trip? He's the football guy from Mississippi whose daughter works for the Dolphins. It would be best probably to put that to our travel agent, but I see they're saying 15,000 will get into the Dolphins home games.
Yeah.
I can't think that
13 or 15.
This group of Canadians would be that prioritized by the Miami Dolphins. I would think season ticket holders would be, but what do I know? As a matter of fact, the whole stadium sold out, are they not? Season tickets,
well,
I think.
Well, the last time that we spoke with the travel agent who had spoken with the team, they had, at the beginning, they had said 15,000 for Dolphins games. That was kind of a early on thing, or at least they're going to, that was their plan. And when that happened, the Dolphins told our travel agent, we've got your tickets.
Yeah.
You guys have put down your deposit. You guys are on our list. We have this relationship with Rod and the show that we want you guys here. So your guys are going to have your tickets no matter what. Even if we can only get 1,000 people in the stadium, you guys will be able to come for your games, which I thought was pretty cool. I don't know the travel restrictions, what that's going to look like, and if Canadians are going to want to go to Florida for football and come back.
Yeah, so my guess probably is that the trip's off. I'm not planning to be on it.
Right. We've kind of planned for that not to happen this year. Unless we take a massive left turn into a really great situation.
The NFL is always going to be there. I believe that that's the case.
Yeah.
So to Brady's text, and by the way, I don't know if this thing's updated or not, Clark. This has been on the fritz. So tell me if we have Nataya J at any point. Otherwise, we'll continue talking. And I just smoked this and broke it. And it's been a day, Darren.
Let's just get through the 45 minutes.
Yeah. So to the player opting out, the CFL is just, they're going to need to start all over again. And I feel like the old CFL is just hanging on with grim death to what is the old CFL. And we're all sitting there. Get a note of the time code of this. We're all sitting here saying that needs to die. That house needs to be burned to the ground and start over. So a great example is Greg Ellingson of the Edmonton football program, who's teased that he's going to opt out. Here's a guy sitting in Tampa. There's an XFL team in his backyard, the Vipers. Greg doesn't like playing in the cold. He told us that's a guy that you kind of got to say he's probably going to go to the XFL. You know what? Thanks, Greg, for your service. You've been awesome. You're a CFL legend. But we're going to do a reset here with new contracts and new pay structure and new business model. It's going to be new players, too. And we're going to have to build on the new stars. That's the way I see this going. But as we sit here right now, the old guard of the CFL, those owners and governors and presidents that I sit here and bang on every day, don't want to give up control. I've had the coaches tell me there's no way that they're going to allow the NFL to inject money into the CFL and become NFL Canada because the owners don't want to give up control. Control, 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 control. That's been the CFL's problem. These guys clearly have been running it into the ground and they've been exposed by COVID, but they're just fighting it to grim death. You have to pry the CFL out of their cold, dead hands to get over to the other side of this burning bridge right now, and they just don't want to do it. That's my take on the situation.
Yeah. And I don't, the only thing that I might disagree with on that is that I don't think it necessarily has to be all new stars. I think all these players will be part of it. But yeah, it's going to go somewhere. It's funny. I wonder what the odds are that when they roll out the next rendition that there's going to be another new logo for the CFL too.
Oh, there better not be.
You know, MLSC comes in and says, you really messed this up on the last one. We need another new logo. And a whole rebrand for the league. But yeah, it's in such a tough, tough spot. And now it just feels like, I don't know why Vince McMahon doesn't get the credit for what he's done in WWE and before that WWF, but it just seems like there's a lot more people that are scared of The Rock and his ability to create something that's going to have longevity and have lasting success. And I think that's now a real threat. That he might create something, and the thing about it is, to the CFL, and I think part of it is that with the wrestling kind of feel to it and the Vince McMahon feel, it's not really football. It's kind of wrestling. With The Rock, everybody wants to go to his party.
Yeah,
and you'd go to his party for a little bit less money, right? And so I think you're going to get some players who are going to be like, "This is The Rock, man. I want to go hang out with him, even if it means I get a chance to meet him or hang out with him or just you know." Rub shoulders and be part of his world. It's going to help elevate. You just think he's going to elevate you, even if you're not making enough in salary. The exposure that you'll get, I think, is going to entice some players.
I think Greg Ellingson wants to go to that party.
Everybody wants to be on the show Ballers.
Yeah.
That's what they think the XFL will do.
So this isn't working. Clark, what's happening with Nataya J? Okay. I've lost complete control with everybody. Connection. Joe Lazito's watching in Long Island. He says, Roddy, I'm hoping a big game from Jordan Eberle brightens your day. Thank you, Joe. That would help me out greatly. That's the whole thing. Kind of some of the discussions that I've had with my wife. I just want to sit and watch hockey all day. Is that so wrong? You know where I am. It used to be so bad. You didn't know where I was. I wasn't home. Now I'm home all day. I just want to eat ice cream and watch Stanley Cup playoffs on my couch. What's wrong with? Is that so bad? I'll do my chores.
Yeah.
I'll do the dishes. I'll make supper. I'll do everything. I just want to watch Stanley Cup playoffs all day. Is that selfish? That's what the NHL wants?
That's what they want.
Trent in Norway is watching. He says, regarding the CFL owners, whomever tries to control will find themselves being controlled. Well stated, Rod. That's where I see it going. And somebody... somebody wrote in earlier and said that these guys need to humble themselves. It ain't going to happen, right? So we sit and we wait. This is what's unfolding before our eyes. That's the feeling that I get.
Yeah, me too.
It's going to get a lot worse before it gets better is all.
Yeah.
Look, we need to take a break and we'll come back. Sports update, Nataya J, I hope. It's the RP Show. You're watching on Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse is a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop staffed by PGA of Canada professionals is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
People donate blood for moments like this.
But there are lots of reasons why Canada's Lifeline needs donors every day.
Like the fact that someone with leukemia can need up to 8 units of blood a week.
Or that donated blood lasts no longer than 42 days.
Or to help new moms and babies, like Henry.
There's lots of reasons to donate blood. That's why we need donors every day.
The need for blood is constant. Join Toyota and our Toyota dealers in supporting Canada's Lifeline.
Worry about how much someone drinks.
Do you feel neglected or unloved? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
All right, welcome back to the program, everybody. Just ahead of Nataya J, and I appreciate him being patient with us, and we're going to bring him in on the phone. Just from Tom Geiger, says 12-year-old Roddy just showed himself, and I couldn't agree more. I just want to watch hockey and have snacks. I can't say it enough. I had a breakdown today. It hasn't been a great day. I just want to watch Stanley Cup playoffs all day. I'm not hurting anybody. You go do your thing over there. I just want to watch hockey all day. I don't see how that's so bad. And from Brent Kuhlman, sorry to hear your day isn't going so well, but on the bright side, your show always puts a smile on my face. Thank you. Well, we do like to serve, Brent, and I hope I hope we're bringing a smile to your face. You know who another guy that always brings a smile to my face is? Nataya J. He's always smiling. We can't see him today because he's on the phone from the GTA, Southern Ontario. Argo's, I don't know what we call him. Wait, scat back, all-purpose Swiss Army knife. How are you doing, Nataya?
I'm doing great, and I am smiling on the phone. I know you can't see me, but I am currently smiling, and I will gladly take all those titles.
Yeah, just call me something, right? Nataya, first of all, the season's been canceled now. Were you one of the guys, because I've talked to several, that were somewhat shocked by that news a week ago Monday because they all thought that they were going to play?
I have to say I was not shocked by the news. As you know, I've gone to the podcast game, the media game, and when you get into the game, kind of get inside sources. So I stole one of your sources, Justin Dunk, and I had been in contact with him on a regular basis, and he was giving me all his insights and what he thought was going to happen. And I didn't think there was going to be a season, and the whole time he was not very, very, very low on the possibility of there being a season for a variety of reasons, and he let me know. So I was not shocked. I actually expected it.
By the way, Argo fans are writing into the program here. Argos. I tell you what, you're hearing from a lot of Argos fans that are missing this season. What's it like, by the way, to play for your hometown team, Nataya? I mean, the Argos get banged on, but their fan base gets a rough ride. They love their team. I think it's almost unfair, the criticism of Argo fans.
Honestly, I would say this. Argo fans are probably some of the best fans in the nation. It's just the numbers aren't quite where it is. So if you take your, let's say, 10,000 most loyal Saskatchewan Rough Rider fans and compare them to the 10,000 most loyal Argo fans, they're the same. But where the problem comes is the depth. We don't have a lot of depth in Southern Ontario just because there's so many things to do. But the most loyal, I'll put them up against any fan base.
Well, we're hopefully growing those numbers when the CFL comes back. I got so many things to get to with you. I guess, first of all, I'm dealing with a lot of players right now, Nate, that with the season cancellation, they're struggling. They know nothing else but football. Coaches, I would put in that category. It's been their whole life. You've got a few other things on the go. How are you dealing with this and your teammates? Are you, you know, everybody's going to get through it. They don't have a choice. But what's your suggestion to guys that are struggling right now?
Yeah, you know, like you said, it is a tough time. And right now I'm in a group chat with about 10 other CFL veterans. And, you know, the thing about this, the way this CFL handled this situation is, you know, it gave guys a lot of time to start looking at other things. The fact that we didn't have a lot of communication with the league, guys started saying, hey, I don't know what's going on with my employer. Let me go look elsewhere. So, you know, it was bad that we didn't have a lot of communication, but on the bright side, it allowed guys to kind of look elsewhere and think about other passions and hobbies that they have. Like, I've seen a lot of guys start drawing. I've seen like a few guys like Shaq Johnson, he's rapping. I'm doing a podcast. Other guys are doing different things that highlight their best attributes outside of football. And it's going to force guys, you know, to look at those other avenues and be better off once they retire. There are a few guys that are struggling, and I'm hoping the news of the CFL working the cues with the government will help some guys out. But I think, you know, it's unfortunate that we don't have a season. But you look at the lives of pro football players, the careers are not very long. So if you have a break right now to kind of assess where you're at, kind of see, hey, if football ended, what would I do? Now a lot of guys have that opportunity forced upon them. And once their careers do end, they'll be better off for it, I feel.
Well, I tell you what, with your podcast, by the way, I know you're having a ball with it. You're doing such a great job just with the promotion of it and the graphics and everything, not to mention the content. I hope you're going to continue this through the pause, because the CFL is going to be looking at 18 months between games. Best case scenario, Nate. So is your plan to continue this through the break?
My plan was actually to do it during the season, and it was going to be like almost an Argos-focused one where I'd interview guys on the team. But I'm having, like you said, I'm having such a blast that I continue to do this maybe for the rest of my life. It's so fun. You didn't tell me this media game was so fun, man. So, yeah, I plan to do this for a while. You know, there's a lot of content that needs to be brought out, a lot of players with interesting stories that fans don't know about, and I plan to, you know, bring all those out. There's, you know, we have 9 teams, over 60 guys per team, so there's a lot of guys to get through, and it's one episode per week, so I think I got CFL fans covered.
Well, give it a promo, by the way. Where can folks find it right now before we move on? What's the best commercial for it?
All Ball Podcast. You can find it on Apple, Spotify, Google. It gives you an inside look into the professional athletes' lives. I ask them all sorts of questions, not just your, you know, how did you get 10 catches? No, I'm going to ask them what they have for breakfast, who they're dating. You know, what kind of inside stuff they like to do. Trash talking is a big what guys are saying out on that field. So it gives you a whole inside look into the lives of professional athletes and just cool people around the world.
All Ball Podcast. Find it on Instagram. Nate's on Twitter himself. It's not that hard to find All Ball Podcast, and it is fun. But I got to ask you this. At one time, the most Argos that in my time in the CFL was 16 from the GTA. There's quite a few on this year's Argos, including Dejon Brissett, yourself. Dejon was the second overall pick. How much do you think that'll affect the popularity of the Argos when it comes back, having those local guys and stars, by the way, Nate?
Yeah, I think it'll be huge because, you know, growing up, I always was looking at guys like Andre Dury, and I knew he was from the same city as me, Mississauga, and that was a huge factor in me continuing to play football, and he was a huge inspiration for me. I think it's going to have the same effect, and I've always been clamoring for this to say that, you know, the Argos, we have so many guys from the GTA in the CFL. Why don't you bring them home, have more people trying to attend games because you got, obviously, fans, friends, family, and, you know, and everybody in that circle trying to come to games. I think that's a simple way to improve the fan base and get more people interested. But then also, like you said, we have some stars on things like Juwan Briskason. Like, he's coming from Calgary. He's a star in this league, and he's going to do big things. But the thing I look at is me, Juwan, and Dejon all grew up within 10 minutes of each other in Mississauga, and now we're on the same professional football team playing the same position. I think it's fantastic what Pinball and John Murphy have done. I think it's a great strategy. It's something that you know, we were all so incredibly excited to be a part of this year. It's unfortunate that we won't get to do it. But when we come back, I think it's going to be a great thing for this league to have, you know, so many local products putting on a double blue and representing this team. And I think it's going to be a way for the fans to kind of identify with us and kind of, you know, take this CFL to another level.
That is an unbelievable story. And by the way, I know obviously both Pinball and Murph well, and they've had success everywhere they go, and it's because of this. I mean, you wouldn't think it's thinking outside the box to put three area kids together on one team, would you? Would you think, Darren?
Yeah.
You know, it's not rocket science, but these guys seem to have it figured out. By the way, Nate, I think we're down to under 20 days away from the kickoff to the NFL season. Who's your team, by the way, and what's your expectations for 2020 in the National Football League?
So my expectations is I want to see how they're going to pull this off because they're not in a bubble format. So my first thing I want to see a few games to see how this is going to work out because COVID it's hit everyone and it's bound to hit the NFL no matter how much money they have. And especially not being in a bubble, I'm interested to see how that worked out because that might be the model going forward. So that's my first takeaway. Second, I cheer for all my ex-teammates that are in the league, Brian Mitchell, Brandon Zilstra, Duke Williams, all the guys right now playing in the NFL. Those are all my teams. Whatever team they're on, that's who I'm cheering for. I got one of my best friends, Chris Rossetti, works for the Dolphins. I cheer for them as well because, you know, we grew up together, so and I want to see them do well. So those are my teams. Whatever teams my friends are on, that's the teams I'm cheering for. I'm hoping they have a season. They obviously have a lot of infrastructure, a lot of money to make it happen, but, you know, COVID doesn't care how much money you have.
No. That's a great point.
Wow.
They don't differentiate between stars and the 55th guy on the roster. COVID doesn't care. By the way, Nate, my last point here, because we're going to be bringing on Marc-Olivier Brulette, potentially the next commissioner of the CFL. Can you work this on your end, Nate? You mentioned Shaq Johnson getting into the hip-hop, working the beats. My suggestion, straight out of the 90s, is a CFL All-Star Jams hip-hop album featuring Daron Carter, Shaq Johnson, Don Jackson. Who else did we say?
Oh, man.
Kyran Moore has offered. He says he's working on serving up some beats on an album. Can you talk to your guys, and can we get this thing going?
Oh, my God. I heard you mention this the other day, and I thought it was a fantastic idea, especially with the CFL looking for content nowadays. How amazing would that be? Like, I honestly need to talk to Shaq and Daron and actually get this going because the CFL fans, like, we have nothing right now. Might as well get into the hip-hop game, show the guys off their talents. And that's the one thing I want the CFL to do a lot better is showing off guys' talents. Like, we disappear for 6 months in the year, and guys throughout this COVID period, or you were realizing that guys are so talented in this league and can do more than just play football. So that is something that needs to happen. I'm going to try to work it on my end, try to do whatever I can, but we need to see that.
Please do it, and all proceeds to the CFLPA. Let's make it happen. Nate, stay safe. Always appreciate our visits, and keep it up with the All Ball Podcast.
Thank you so much, Rod. I love your show. I love what you're doing. I'm looking up to you, so one day, hopefully, I'll get to your level, but I'm going to keep working. Thank you so much for having me on your show, man.
You're a great guy, Nate. Keep it up. Thanks for the kind words. Natea J. And I didn't even bring up the CFL sim. He's one of the biggest stars of the CFL simulated season.
I know.
So very kind words from him. I appreciate him saying that.
Yeah.
Are we going to bring in Marco now? Yeah, let's do it. I love this guy. Alouette's great. He wasn't in Saskatchewan for a long time, but it was a great time. I said earlier he sat right behind me on the Ryder road trips on the charter. And now he's made news by saying he's announced his candidacy to be the next commissioner of the Canadian Football League, if I have that right. Bonjour, Marco. Comment allez-vous?
Hey. Salut, Rod. Ça va bien?
Okay, good. Hey, things are always great. I always like seeing you, Marco. So how did this news come out last week that you're interested in the commissioner's position? Like, just catch me up here. What's going on in your world?
Well, I mean, apparently it created a lot of, you know, turmoil and a lot of reactions across the league from players and fans as well as the media. And, you know, I must admit that at first it was a bit of a jab at Randy Ambrosi and what, you know, has transpired over the last couple of weeks. But I must admit there is some truth to it. You know, I've been speaking about it for a long time. I was involved with the CFLPA for a long time. And you can ask several of my former teammates, you know, they agreed that they saw me perhaps one day taking on that role as commissioner of the CFL. So I figured, hey, why not now?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. At first, I thought about, well, he's a lawyer. He's got a pretty good paycheck as it is. And then I thought, well, the commissioner's salary is pretty high, too. So I know it's not all about money either. You would do it for the right reasons, for what's best for the Canadian Football League. And as we sit here today with the canceled season, Marco, what are your thoughts on the way it's handled? Because I've talked to a lot of people in Montreal that aren't happy that there is no season. Where do you stand on where we are today on August 26th with the CFL?
Well, first of all, you touch on, you know, people from Montreal and how they felt. You know, I think the loss of the 2020 season had the biggest impact on the Alouettes. You look at the season that they had in 2019, momentum was swaying their way after all the questions with regard to ownership, general manager, all that was solved. And so they were primed, I think, to have a breakout season. And all of a sudden, you know, the brakes get put on, and unfortunately, you know, we're not playing any football in 2020. So I think that was really a tough break for the Alouettes. Now, as far as you know, the file as a whole, I think it was mismanaged from the start. You know, there was a great plan in place as far as the bubble. But that came afterwards. I think where the wheels started to come loose a little bit was when Randy Ambrosi went to the federal government asking for $150 million without a plan on how he was going to spend it, without a plan on how much of it was going to go towards the players. And the biggest of all issues, you know, not even consulting the players in the first place. And so I think that the plan to have a shortened 2020 CFL season was dead in the water before it even started moving.
Yeah, no kidding. So what do you see ahead, by the way? Because from what I hear, when the smoke clears, Randy Ambrosi will still be the commissioner, but the way this league looks, it will be unrecognizable. What are you thinking? What are you hearing? Where do you see it going?
You know, I wasn't the most optimistic person that there would be a season in 2021 because, yeah, I mean, we saw it happen in Montreal. You know, former owner Bob Wettenhall, you know, year in, year out, was losing millions of dollars. But it was more than a business venture for him. He had an emotional connection to the team. But you saw as soon as his son started taking a bit more space in the organization, next thing you know, the team's up for sale and it gets sold back to the league. And then we have that whole ownership fiasco here in Montreal. So I expect that a lot of the teams that are privately owned across the CFL, they're going to have to take a real deep look at their books and see, is it really financially viable to continue operating each and every one of the franchises across the country? And so, you know, I don't know what's going to come of that. I think each team will have to look at themselves and do their own work and see where they go from here. But I do hope that the CFL that we see in 2021 at least somewhat resembles what we've seen in the past.
Well, you know what's funny about that, Marco, when you say those owners need to look at the books and say, is it viable? I think they need to look at the books and say, is it worth it to lose this much money just to be involved? And by the way, you were there for all those great years in Montreal. My buds that have come through there, the Ed Filions, the Ben Cahoons, Luke Mullender was there for a brief time. They all speak so glowingly of Bob Wettenhall. But then after the fact, when they talked about the kid, I talked to people that work for the Alouettes now, and they're like, we never see Andrew. He's not around. I said, that's not necessarily a good thing. He might be running this team over the phone by text. You know, that happens too. But your thoughts on Bob Wettenhall? The guys just seem to absolutely love that guy.
Bob was incredible, and I remember the first time I met him was during my first season with the Alouettes back in 2010, and I had no idea what he looked like. You know, he was just a name on a piece of paper, you know, the signature on the bottom of my game checks. And then all of a sudden, there's an older man in the corner of the locker room. And if you've ever been in the locker rooms at McGill Stadium, you know, it's very stuffy under the bleachers, you know, nothing like the locker rooms at Mosaic or you know, any of the other new stadiums for that matter. And there's an old gentleman there in a polo shirt, loafers, no socks, and he's smoking cigarettes before the game in the locker room. So I tapped my buddy. I said, "Who the F is this guy? Like, you know, we're professional athletes here. We're about to step on the field to play a game, you know, in less than 10 minutes. And we've got this bozo smoking darts in our locker room." And I said, I'm going to get up and I'm going to go say something. And my buddy leans over and he says, "Listen, if you still want a job tomorrow, you're going to sit in your locker and you're not going to say a word. That's Bob Wettinall. He's our owner. He's the one who signs your game checks." And, you know, from that moment on, you know, I went over and introduced myself to Bob and got a chance to know him, you know, not only on a, you know, employer-employee relationship, but on a personal basis as well. You know, he used to spend a lot of time out at his place in West Palm Beach, Florida, and I used to spend some time out there training during the off seasons. So whenever I had a chance, I'd try and go grab a coffee or shoot him a text and see how he was doing. But, you know, I think Bob Wettinall did not only tremendous things for the Alouettes, but for the CFL as a whole as well. And, you know, I hope that new ownership in Montreal, they definitely have some big shoes to fill, and I'm hope that they're able to do that.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, there's a reason why some teams always win and some teams always lose, and it's leadership, ownership. You know that because you're a winner. By the way, Marco, I was driving around Calgary last year listening to an Al's game on Sirius satellite radio. My wife's with me, and she's like, "Who's this guy doing color? He's really smart. He's really good." And I'm like, "That's Marco." How did you enjoy? Well, you were, and to prove it, you were talking about how much you loved your time in Saskatchewan, and Rick was trying to pin you down as to who's a better fan base, Alouettes or Rough Riders, and you wouldn't take the bait. Do you remember that conversation on the air?
I do remember, as a matter of fact. And if I'm not mistaken, I think the Owls were playing the Riders when we had that that conversation. I mean, but before we even get into that, you know, as you mentioned, you know, I only spent a very short period of time in Regina. But, you know, if there is a franchise out there, you know, not only in the CFL, but in all of professional sports, if there's a franchise that does it the right way, it's definitely the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. I mean, from top to bottom, anybody involved with that organization, you know, regardless of their title, you know, they're fantastic and they do a great job. So kudos to them. And I appreciate them, you know, taking me in for those, you know, two seasons that I spent there. But as far as being in the booth with Rick, I mean, it was a tremendous experience. You know, I think we meshed very well right from the start, and it just came naturally. You know, Rick Moffitt is such a pro, and he had so much experience and years under his belt that, you know, it was easy to just play off of him, let him take the lead, you know, lead the way, and I just chime in, you know, whenever I felt like it was needed. But you know, I'm forever indebted to Rick for showing me the ropes, and it was unfortunate that we weren't going to be able to continue that on-air relationship in 2020, you know, following his departure from TSN 690. But I do look forward to, you know, to being back up in the booth in 2021 when CFL action resumes.
Well, you've certainly got a lot to add, and I can't wait. I enjoy listening to the games as much as watching them, and that was cool. You still a vegan, by the way?
I most certainly am, and I remember you were probably on that first trip that we took with the Riders when they served me. I think it was an orange, a banana, and a rice cake. That was the vegan meal for the flight. So, but I must admit, It did get exponentially better, you know, as time progressed.
I thought you brought your own food. And the reason I bring it up, it must be a Montreal thing, but I had occasion to spend some time with Georges Larocque. and he was all over me about being, I love beef. I was raised on a cattle ranch, so not shocking. But I mean, he's like you, just teases and pokes. Like, you don't really care what we eat, but he's like, oh, you like eating abused animals and you're going to get cancer and you're going to do this. I'm like, shut up, George. But great guy. Another great Montrealer. All right, Marco, yeah. continued success. Or do you have anything to add on that?
No, I was just going to say, you know, George is a great guy and very, very insightful, very knowledgeable. And as a vegan, you know, I share his sentiments and I enjoy poking fun at people. But, you know, never will you see me try to push my beliefs on anyone else. But I'm always open and happy to answer questions and provide information if anybody does have.
Sweet. Well, Marco, it's nice to renew acquaintances. I always appreciate your class, your first class guy. Good luck with everything. Stay safe and let's do it again soon.
Thanks, Rod. I appreciate you having me on, and hopefully I'll see you out there sometime in the near future.
You bet, my friend. Marc-Olivier Brulette joining us from Montreal, maybe the next commissioner of the CFL. The one thing is, I have a policy, and you know it, Darren, you've been around me long enough. I don't like to talk about jobs while somebody still has them.
Yeah.
So if that job becomes open, I'll be on the I'll be on the campaign for Marco.
That is the worst thing you can do. And bad business. It was always a
How so?
It was a radio thing, right? You'd go to the industry
website. Well, we're not saying Marco's doing anything bad.
No, of course. But you'd go to the industry website, right, that we all go to on a daily basis, and you'd see the job position. And then, wait a second.
Somebody's in that job.
That's my job, right? And that's what the radio how radio DJs famously realized that their time was up, when the job was posted before they were. That's bad business.
One time when I got fired, because it's happened multiple times. This is hilarious. I get called in. Well, it wasn't at the time.
I was going to say, it's funny now.
The PD calls me in. He's like, Rod, we're making a change in your department. Oh, really? What change is that? You're fired.
In your department.
I know.
There's going to be some tweaks,
nice.
Rod, to the job you have now.
Wait
some
a minute.
Tweaks.
Who's in my department? Oh, wait. Me. Bye-bye. We'll be right back. It's the RP Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait. Do it right now.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of The Rod Peterson Show.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website, IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
Download the app today.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. We're landing the plane now in that. No more video chat guests. The Marco one was great, but we had connection issues with our other guests and everything. Now we're through all that. And it's been a good, it's a good one. Oh, what was this thing you gave me about Caliber Coffee? Do you want me to read this?
Not yet. We got some photos. Ricky's out and about. So he may pop in.
Clark has just put that up on the on my monitor here that's now working. You got some Ricky pics?
There you go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can read that one.
Ricky, the mascot, here it is. He's at
shopping.
Caliber Coffee Roasters picking up coffee today. How many photos do we have?
Just two, I think.
Two? And one more. What else? Where else is he besides Caliber? Well, he's running errands for us.
Yeah.
Oh, he's more coffee.
There you go.
Okay. John O'Flynn's watching in Vancouver. He says, sensitive question. How is Alan Lee, the intern sensation, doing? He's doing great. That's him right there, right? It's Alan in the outfit?
That's him.
The one, I felt bad because he was slinking around here today. Right? Yeah. Normally, he's pretty bouncy and
right.
The bona fide stud that he is. And I'm like, how's it going, Alan? How's it going, buddy? And he had kind of a tough time looking at me. But I want him to realize, as I'm sure you've told him in aftermath meetings, we love our entire staff. Sometimes we're hard on each other. I actually said this to Clark way back at the start of this thing. I said, you when coaches yell at each other on the bench and snap, you've been playing, you've seen that. That's what we're doing here. It's heat of the moment stuff. You got to be able to come back from that. And that moment, I think Clark's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Alan, now, same thing.
But today was extra for Alan. You realize that, right?
How so?
Because everything, all of the nightmares came back. Because what was the mistake? He spelled your name wrong.
Right.
Right? First.
And then Nick Lewis' his name.
And he spelled Nick Lewis. Well, Nick was here.
Then we're together.
You didn't see him. Alan apologized to Nick this morning. You didn't see that.
Really? How'd that go over?
Nick's on the couch. And Alan's sitting there patiently waiting. And Nick and I are having a conversation. And Al just like put his hand up. Guys, sorry. Nick. I just wanted to apologize for spelling your name wrong. And Nick didn't clue in for a second, right? And then Nick actually had a great idea. Maybe not, but he's like, that could be your thing. You could just spell everybody's name wrong on purpose.
Nick Lewis said that?
Yeah, but it's a branding thing. It could be your brand. You could lean into it. And I kind of thought it was genius. I'm like, you could.
That's kind of funny.
And find the most creative ways to spell guys' names wrong and see if you can get them fired up. But not if you're going to work for a newspaper or a news organization and be a journalist. But if you're going to work somewhere like this, it could be your shtick. But Alan felt bad. He apologized. So I like it. He didn't just hide away. He owned up to it. It's great.
Oh, my. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Well,
look, this is what I've realized, folks. If we can, I guess this is why people love this show, because of the real talk. But I realized after the fact, yes, I snapped on Alan and you all saw it. I'm not apologizing for it, because that's people snapped on me, and that's what got me to the position where I'm sitting right here. And I literally forgot about it the moment I walked out the building. Nick Lewis forgot about it the moment he walked out the building. So all those guys that snapped on me back in the day that I carried for years as scars, why? Those guys snapped on me and moved on. They weren't thinking about it afterwards, and it wasn't personal. And now I'm that guy. The one thing I've realized is with these young kids, nobody's ever snapped on them before. Right?
Right.
They're Generation Zers, and they've just, parents were always,
it's okay,
wiping their butt and mowing the lawn for them. You know what they call lawn mowing parenting? Used to be helicopter parenting, just watching your kid do everything. Now it's lawn mower parenting, where they just mow every obstacle out of the way so they don't have to deal with it. I'm not saying that's what Alan's thing is, but that is a thing in parenting now. So as long as he's not emotionally scarred forever, he'll be fine. And back to that, Jeff the Stamps fan says, is that an alligator? It's an iguana. Jeff, you watch the show every day. Are you purposely being a boob? Our mascot is an iguana. There's another look at it. Duncan Hanney's watching in Medicine Hat. I believe it's Medicine Hat. He says, yes, the old making a change in your department conversation. Hashtag Radio Life. That was the station, Dave Duncan Hanney. You and I were working together, if you remember. You probably remember who the PD was that fired me. And by the way, with the names being wrong, this is a funny thing. With the Pats, we had a coach that screwed up everybody's name. Like, everybody's name. So we made a joke out of it. So the it's the same thing.
Yeah.
So Todd Riplinger was our head scout. We nicknamed him, what was it, Ted Humdinger. They called me Ron Peckerton. Brent Parker, we nicknamed him Butt Porker. And he was in on it. Like, we all made up names for each other because our coach screwed up every name. I'm not going to say who the coach was, but stupid juvenile things that you do on the bus.
Right.
It's fun.
It's fun.
It's
fun.
It's supposed to be fun. This business is supposed to be fun. We're going to take a break and come back with more fun. Landon, I like it. Rod, would you rather eat a corn dog that's been laying beside a public toilet for 3 days or stomp on a cactus? The odd thing is I've done both. We'll be right back with Overtime. You're watching The RP Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. And listen live at rodpeterson.com.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand-dry and inspect every vehicle for a top quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Okay, here's what the guys are telling me in overtime. I'm going to read this. Ricky the Iguana, our show mascot, is out and about all summer for our friends at MySask411 and Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. And coming up, you're going to see him at Canadian Brewhouse Eastgate, hanging out with Trevor and excited for Wing Wednesdays. I was actually by the other Canadian Brewhouse, can I say this, yesterday? And there was a lot of cars out front. I should have stopped in. We were shopping for a mirror. There it is. Ricky's getting down on some wings. And obviously he can't talk, but it looks like I wish I was there.
Oh, yeah.
What's the flavor of wings over there? That's it? Gone? All right. Oh, the video dropped out. Clark just said, I love their Buffalo Ranch wings.
Yeah,
I get them everywhere.
They got one that's a chicken Caesar, like a Caesar and Parm.
They're all so great. Now you're making me want to go to the Canadian Brewhouse Eastgate for Wing Wednesday. Yeah. All right, I love it. Sponsors of our summer student mascot, Alan, and Max is with him, right?
Yeah.
Eddie Bankowski is watching in the Queen City. We're watching you too, Eddie. Thank you. My first ever statistician. First class guy right there. Sports, action-packed day in the NHL. Three playoff games hit the ice in Toronto and Edmonton. The opener pits the New York Islanders against the Philly Flyers this afternoon, 1 p.m. Mountain. New York has a 1-0 series lead. Later, Tampa Bay meets Boston. Dallas faces Colorado, both series 1-1. The top two seeds in the NBA playoffs can advance to the second round with wins today. The Lakers have a 3-1 lead on the Portland Trail Blazers heading into Game 5, and the Milwaukee Bucks have the same edge on the Orlando Magic. Oklahoma City also faces Houston today. That series is tied 2-2. Our poll question for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center is, should the Raptors boycott Game 1 of the Round 2 series against Boston because of Black Lives Matter? They're still talking about it. 64% of respondents saying no, they shouldn't. But man, is there some strong opinions on that. And obviously, I would think within the next 12 hours, we'll know if they're boycotting or not.
Yeah.
I hope they don't. But you see Vince Carter saying this morning on ESPN, if you want to get people's attention, do this in the playoffs. Nobody's going to notice in the regular season. Do it now. And I'll say it again because I'm starting to get messages from friends in law enforcement that are saying, can you get the word out that we're not the bad guy? We're not all bad guys. I'm not willing to wander out to the end of that limb right now here today, but at some point they want their word out. Now's not necessarily the time for that. And I stand with our black friends too. I get it. Especially that Golden State video was, it's like, this is what you guys have been living with your whole life? I had no idea. I get it. I totally get it. But I do get the law enforcement side too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to ask you to weigh in on that uncomfortable topic
already
right
did,
here.
Right?
Yeah, you did
earlier.
The Toronto Blue Jays will turn their bullpen tonight in, turn to their bullpen tonight in an effort to get back on track. Toronto fell to 500 with a 9-6 loss against the Red Sox in the series opener last night in Buffalo. Because of injuries to three starting pitchers, the Jays are planning to have a bullpen day today. That this sports update's for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive in Saskatoon. It's Wendell Wednesday, which means the Wendell Burgers featured, $13.95, see at Wendell's. And for Ben Cahoon's G2G Protein Bars, the best you'll ever have with seven amazing flavors. RP Show viewers get 20% off with the promo code RP Show. Order yours now at G2GBars.ca. And I should mention, Dark Horse again has recreated a promo code for the RP Show for you viewers to start betting $30 free using, it's the same sheet. The promo code DHROD stands for Dark Horse Rod, DHROD. You can go to darkhorseoffer.ca. It'll take you right through, right?
Yeah.
So all of that, and I think we're pretty much done on time. Oh, Gary Lincoln in Winnipeg says the CFL sim vote. Yeah, because we run two polls yesterday. Thanks, Gary, for the reminder. It wasn't even close. It was a runaway. Saskatchewan-Edmonton, back end of the home and home, will be the game we're broadcasting Thursday night, 7 p.m. I talked to our VP of sim events, Nelson Hackowich. Both teams came out of last week's game healthy, so it's the same depth charts
okay. For
Thursday night football. The viewers had the chance. Riders and Edmonton won. And I think that's it.
Yeah. I'm looking for the Eskimos.
Better. No, the who?
Oh.
Ah!
Fine!
Ah! He said it! He said it!
That's a fine. I get it. I'll put $5 in
You're
the jar.
You're as red
tomorrow.
As the Stampeders home jersey right
I'll
now.
I'll put $5 in the jar tomorrow. I hope the Edmonton Football Club
Woo-hoo! Has
better game management at the end of the first half this week.
Yeah.
Because they put 13 points on the board for the Riders that didn't need to be there last week.
Yeah. How's it feel?
It happens. You said it 4 or 8 times last week.
That's right.
But it still doesn't
feel
good.
Okay, we're done. Thanks to a fantastic bunch of guests today. Nick Lewis, Troy Westwood, Natea Jay, and Mark Olivier Brulette. We'll see you tomorrow on Game Plus TV Network and Facebook Live right here at 10 a.m. Mountain.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.